This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Did you know that we've got 63 programs podcasting and 46 volunteers that make them happen? Thanks for supporting our program production team. Another great way you can support Joy is by checking out our sponsor, Audible. Head to audible.com.au/joy right now to find out how you can get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook of your choice. audible.com.au/joy.
Joy 94.9.
You're with the Gazman right here on Joy 94.9, and I have a very, very special guest on the phone here, and a lovely good morning. Welcome to John St. Peters. Welcome to Joy, John.
Gary, how you doing, mate?
All good, all good. Now, you've got a very special show coming up with Marty Roan and Tommy Emmanuel, a few names that I remember from the past, and stacks of others and a bit of a special. But more about that in a moment. Just to put listeners into your career highlights here, you had a string of hits through the 70s, yeah?
Yes, the 70s. Oh, I remember them really well.
Some of the bits we might forget too, my friend, I tell you what.
Well, I think one thing that just kind of stands out immediately, just as you said that, Gary, were the tight satin pants that I used to wear on Countdown and Sounds.
You didn't do a PJ Proby and split them, did you?
No, mate. Well, John Paul Young and myself, I mean, we were the kings of satin pants. He'd have the black ones and I'd have the creamy ones. And there we were singing all our, pop kind of songs. And
Take me if you want me. Mate. You know what you know that you're sexy deep inside
sexy
of me.
And, oh, God, yes, deep inside in so many ways. And Wonderworld and, oh, God.
Yeah, high class woman, so many ways. And, stringer hits there, Mr. John St. Peters. And fantastic it was as well. Many, many more. You have amazing skills and you've seen through many world stages over the last few decades as well. You perform with a few highlighted artists. Care to name a few that you actually performed with over the past few years?
Well, I think the beautiful thing about our industry, Gary, is that especially showbiz, it's one of these things where you just you learn every day. It doesn't matter how long you're in the industry, and touring with people like Tina Turner, Cliff Richard, and on and on, and Tom Jones, and these guys, it's like I just learned so much from those people.
Right.
And the thing is that they're amazing people. Not all of them, I might add, but the majority of them. And I think that the one that recently stands clear in my mind is, of course, doing Las Vegas with Wayne Newton.
Oh, wow.
That was mind-blowing. It really was mind-blowing.
Right. What was mind-blowing about it?
Well, I think, as a kid, you kind of have this vision and a dream that one day you're going to be at the entertainment capital of the world.
Right.
On one of those stages doing something, you think, maybe, you just never know. It's like picking out of a haystack. But, mind-blowing was meeting these people and kind of seeing how they helped. And there's a little story, if I can just quickly tell you.
Yep, I got
to Vegas and of course, as every support act or anyone that's supporting a big name, you only get, a certain amount of the production and the staging to use.
Yep.
But when I got there, they said that I had to perform in front of a red curtain of the main stage. And here I was, with a great band, the Sheena Easton band we had, and production.
Nice. Yep.
And we had to perform in front of a red curtain because, we couldn't use the whole stage area because it was all set up for the one and only Mr. Las Vegas himself.
Right. Wayne.
It got back to Wayne that I was there to replace him while he was on leave, and basically, it got back to him. And next thing, I got a call saying, by the way, you need a sound check today. You're sound checking with the full stage and everything.
Right.
Wayne Newton has given instructions that the stage is cleared totally for you and to be set up as. And I thought, now, wow. And that was like learning from the best.
Well done.
Be nice, be good, respect, and I think that everyone just gets along in the industry and you get the best out of the artist as well. So, Wayne was great, and Cliff Richard, what an amazing man. Tina Turner,
Yep.
Tom Jones, all of these guys, yes, they're legends. They've got an amazing voice and hits and artists in themselves, but they're great people.
In your bio, you've mentioned you also perform with Diana Ross. Is she a diva? There's a silence there, John.
Yeah, nice lady.
We'll move on. Now, you're not just an awesome, accomplished singer, but you have some amazing talents as well. And you play the accordion, you're a piano player and a songwriter. Wow. You do get around.
Well, the accordion is to blame for me in the industry, because I say blame. I mean,
as long as it's not Donkey Serenade, it's all right.
Oh, please. But, you know, I remember as a kid, same height, just younger, and basically, you know, having this thing strapped to me. And it used to weigh so much. And, of course, well, I was 9 when I made my first television appearance, and I was kind of known playing the squeeze box, and I really couldn't see myself going through my life, you know.
Which TV show?
I mean, my first television appearance was Brian and the Juniors. And I won that, and then I won New Faces, and then I was a regular on Graham Kennedy's A Melbourne Tonight, and on and on. So
yep.
I was kind of known as this kid, the squeeze box with the dimples and you know, all that sort of stuff.
The gorgeous hair.
Oh, thank you. Which I did say to you off air that I still have them sitting on a headpiece in my wardrobe. And now I do blow wave it as well.
Right. I lost mine many years ago, so we won't go back that far.
Mate, we all go through that, but you've got to pick it up. As you know, in the shower, you pick it up, you put it in the bag, and then eventually there it is. It's there, you know, 50 years later. But no, it's going back to what I was saying about the squeeze box. So, yeah, people kind of knew me, you know, playing this thing, but I couldn't see myself, Gary, you know, being a rock star playing a squeeze box, even though, I might add, you know, Billy Joel's done all right.
All right, yes. Squeezing. Yes.
And so's ABBA in some of their Fernando songs.
Yeah, that was
like
a few years ago now.
I mean, I could have made at least $400 out of doing those sessions.
So well done to representing Aussie talent anyway through the decades, right through all those fantastic stages as well. Now, this brings us to your latest initiative, and it's a pretty good thing with Tony Emmanuel and Marty Roan. Want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Very excited about this, Gary. Legends of the Southern Land is a great story behind this song, and it started out all with a dream. And I got up one morning and I said to my wife, having breakfast, I said, I had this crazy dream that I was on stage with Tommy Emmanuel, but Tommy was running around the stage with a ukulele, and it was going through all the big Marshall amps, and it sounded amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's running on stage with that, and then of course there was Swanee and Marty Roan, and there was Ray Burgess and myself, you know.
Wow.
And with this little melody going, you know, of Legends of the Southern Land, Legends of the Southern Land, and we were singing to in this dream to, you know, massive audience, you know, of Aussies.
Yep.
And I said, you know, what a dream, I said to my wife. Wouldn't that be great if I could make it happen, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, well, you should call them. But that was like a passing comment.
Right.
Teresa. So I thought, yeah, okay. So the first guy I called was Marty Ryan. I said, Marty,
G'day,
it's John. I had this crazy dream, just to tell him about the dream. And he said to me, mate, let's do it. So that kind of, oh yeah, okay, Marty, not a problem, see you later, chat soon, you know. Then I thought, let's try another one. So I rang Swanee, and Swanee, the same thing. I caught Swanee at the red light in Adelaide somewhere, and he had me on loudspeaker, and of course Swanee's, you know, through the years of rock and roll, a bit of hard of hearing, and he's telling, and he's going, yeah, we got to do this job, we got to do it, this is good. And, and then I contacted Ray, and I emailed Tommy, and next thing, because we couldn't get under the one roof, we ended up, traveling, to me jumping on planes and going to them and recording them, and Tommy did his from Germany, his part.
Yep.
So we constructed the song that you're playing in the background there.
Yeah. Let's have a quiet listen to it just for a minute, and we'll get back to the story. There's some lovely words that have been penned for this track, so let's have a listen, and I'm speaking with Mr. Johnson Peters. Have a listen to this track. It's fantastic.
We're a proud population. Time to make a stand. Be the legends of the
And it's got to be Tommy Emmanuel on guitar there.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic work.
I'm listening to that now, Gary, and there's only one thing missing.
What's that?
An accordion solo.
Good on you, yeah.
But let me tell you something that, you know, is close to my heart. And Legends of the Southern Land, mate, you know, was born, and it's about the people of this country. It's about every Australian who's made this country great. From the sporting heroes, you know, to stars on stage and screen, mm-hmm. and from the highest office in the land, to the common man. From our first saint, the great artists such as Indigenous painters like Albert Namujira. And, you know, like, I mean, it's about the people while we're asleep that are out there, you know, in their semis, driving around the country to make sure that the milk's going to be there, you know, in the morning, and the bread and all that sort of stuff. You know, it's about those people.
Right, now, people...
And it means a lot to us, you know.
Exactly. Very, very great, fantastic words too. Just listening to the words there, it's just so meaningful. Now, people can get involved with this. How can they do that?
Mate, this is the exciting thing, because Legends of the Southern Land and Sing for Good have come together to spread this to all Australians. But most importantly, it's that Sing for Good is a charity that does beautiful things out there in helping people, you know, with depression, anxiety. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we wanted to do was spread that word and of course, raise funds for them to continue to help these people.
Fantastic.
And what we've done is we're calling out to all local legends, like you, Gary. Mm-hmm. You can do this. Pull out your phone.
Yep.
No, I'm serious. Pull out your phone, because you are invited to star in the next big Aussie rock anthem, Legends of the Southern Land video by Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeking as many videos from around Australia.
Yep.
You know, people singing this awesome song to help raise, you know, 50 grand for people in need through Sing for Good.
Mm-hmm.
And winners will star, as I said, in the official Legends of the Southern Land music video and appear live as well on stage during the 2016 national tour of Legends of the
Fantastic.
Southern Land.
Fantastic. What a great idea. Fantastic concept there, John.
Thank you. No, we're very, very excited to be, you know, part of this with Sing for Good. And it's really simple. You know, all you need to do, part one of the song will be split into four sections with an MP3 and lyrics released weekly this month. And basically, mm-hmm. you enter one section as many times as you like. What you do is you get your phone and you sing a section of that song, which you go to the website, which is www.singforgood.org/legends.
Okay.
And all you do is it's got all the info there, but all you do is you pick the section that you'd like to sing with yourself or your mates. Friends get together, and you send it in. You send it in, and then that will be part of constructing the new video of Legends.
Fantastic. So that's Sing for Good, all one word, SingForGood.org SingForGood.org/legends.
Forward slash legends.
So what a fantastic concept and a fantastic song. I'm going to let the song take us out, John. And it's just been an absolute pleasure to speak to you this morning, and I wish you every success with the project.
Thank you so much for your support for this too, Gary, and Joy FM. And have a great day, listeners. And Gary, talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay then, mate. Thanks for the chat this morning. I've been speaking to John St. Peters, Legend of the Southern Land. Thanks, John.
Thank you, mate.
Joy.
Thank you to the Gazman, and you can catch the Gazman Tuesday mornings, 9 a.m. till midday for the Great Value Radio Show. You want some more Great Value? Head to audible.com.au/joy. Get a free audiobook when you sign up to a free 30-day trial. audible.com.au/joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.